peace and blessings.
You know who I am. Wayne Tobias, the one and only. On this beautiful day.
The fuck is today?
February 20th in the Lord's year, 2024. Come to you and just, you know, share a few thoughts. I don't be hopping on like I always need to be or should be or whatever, but I'm here now, so let's talk. I'm currently in Deptford, New Jersey. You might be wondering, what the hell are you doing in Deptford, New Jersey? Well, that's a topic for another podcast. We'll talk about that one day. But I'm out here cleaning the yard up, you know, raking some leaves, just straightening up the yard so it can be, with the weather, you know, trying to warm up, going back and forth. It'd be nice to sit out here and enjoy the weather. So I'm just sitting out here smoking a blunt, taking a little break. Yard is big as fuck, so we're gonna take some work. I ain't gonna be able to get it all done in, you know, one set in one day, but with anything in life, you know, you put the effort forth and you'll see the benefits. So that's my goal. Just to, you know, I got other goals I've been tackling and shit. You know, if you've been listening to the pod, the job situation, life situation. So I've been focused on that, but I've been doing some work on the job situation, so that's coming along, and that's allowing me to put some work in on, you know, the yard and shit. But I guess what's really on my mind is just, you know, putting the work in. Because, like, we all want to be great quick, or we all want positive things to happen quick, but it's like, you got to put the work in. And what I'm coming to understand is, you know, a lot of people bitch and complain, like, oh, I gotta do this and I gotta do that. Even for the shit that you don't want to do, I find that not only do you have to put the work in, you gotta find some type of way of enjoying it. Find solace, find peace in the struggle, you know? Like, even in the hardest thing you gotta do, even if it's going to work and dealing with people or just going to your job and dealing with the job, you gotta find the motivation to overcome it and shit. Because, you know, I like to think in positive manners, or I'm learning to, and it's like, even when things are negative or stressful, it's that way for a reason. It's that way so it can be overcame. It's that way to prove how strong you are. So, you know, one is about mindset of developing that never quit, never say die mindset, but it's also, to me at least, is like having that mindset of, I can go farther, I can keep going, I can, you know, I can give more, I can dig deeper. And I don't think we tap into that enough. And I apologize if the audio quality isn't up to snuff. I only got one earbud in. Like I said, I'm outside, so deal with it. Hope it sounds good. But, I'm trying to fix the blunt real quick. But yeah, you gotta tap into that motherfucking psycho when you, like, the greats had, like, you know, Kobe and Wayne Gretzky and Jordan and Tom Brady, that greatness factor that lies within us all. And I believe that it's a decision that you make within yourself of, some people want to be good, some people want to be great, some people, they want to be the best. And I find that when you want to be the best at whenever you do, because it don't got to be a competition amongst other people, which is nothing wrong with, but it could be a competition within yourself of, let me be better than I was yesterday, or let me be better at this job than I did before, or anything, better parent, better lover, better whatever, better person. But I believe as a consciousness and as a people, we got to start tapping into being the best selves that we can be. And not just, all right, let me rephrase that, being our best selves, point blank, period. Not the best selves we can be. Because it's like, oh, I gave my best, I'm going to shut it down for the day. No, you got to give it until your heart stop beating. You got to give everything you had, even when you're in pain, even when you're in sorrow, misery, depression. You got to give everything you got, because that's how you accomplish things. That's how you come out of those scenarios and situations. And I think a lot of people, I would say like 98% of people, maybe 99% of people, fall short of that because they're okay with being good, or they're okay with being great.
And it's like, if that's your life path, that's your life path. But for me, I want to be the best. I don't want to be better than somebody else. I want to be my best self, period. Not the best I had to give today, not the best I could do, but my actual best. Even when I feel like I'm at that level of defeat, I keep going. You know what I'm saying? I keep going and I still reach higher levels because it's something deeper in me, Pulse. It's something deeper in me, Pulse, that can keep going, can keep striving for more, can give more, can achieve a higher level. And I think that's, you got to tap into that shit with everything you do in life. Not just, you know, for certain goals, but I really believe in everything you do in life, you should. Like the Marines got this, they got a slogan. I don't remember the whole slogan, but I know a part of it is like, anything I do, I'm not going to do it in moderation. Because, you know, that's what the world preaches, do it in moderation. But it's like, no, you got to give your all to some shit. If you're going to do it, go all the way. You know, some things you should not do, and you should not go all the way with, you know, smoking, drinking, drugs, anything that's going to, you know, hurt your life, hurt your spirit. But the thing that's making you better, the challenges that you face, the obstacles you have to overcome, when you give your all, you give 150% to it, I believe that not only do you overcome it, but it gives you it's like Thanos collecting Infinity Stones. Like, you get another level that you hit, like another power that you have in your repertoire. So that's just some of the shit that's on my mind right now. Just, you know, fuck being good, fuck being great. I want to be the best me. Not the best me possible. I wanted to reach the best that I can be. And I know that means, you know, changing up my lifestyle as well. I mean, cutting out drinking as much, cutting out smoking as much, more focusing on, you know, educating and more focused on taking care of my body and my nutrition and my health. So with wanting to be my best self, I know there are sacrifices I'm going to have to make. And I can't say that I'm 100% looking forward to the sacrifice. That's definitely not true. And I can't say I'm 100%, you know, not looking forward to the sacrifice, because that's not true either. It's the balance of it. The sacrifice is worth it because of the person you want to become. Like, I'll give you an example, right? I had to go take a drug test for a job today. Don't worry, they don't know who I am. They don't listen to the pod. But, I went and took the drug test, and then, you know, I posted on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. And I was like, you know, took a drug test today, excited about these new beginnings. And one of my homies hit me up like, damn, I got to go take a drug test too. Now, my homie, he down in Virginia and shit. He's a truck driver, you know, CDL operator. So he like, I'm like, are you taking a drug test for a job? And he like, no, I'm a, you know, a truck driver. We get random. It's part of the federal law. And I was like, no, fuck that. I'm good. You know, I like the earth. I like what grows from the earth, and I like to enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? But actually, it's legal out here in New Jersey. Definitely went to the, dispensary and bought some shit. You know, they taxed the nigga up, but it was cool. It was good. Felt nice to be able to walk in somewhere legal, buy weed, and ain't have to look over your shoulder. Security guards opening the door for you. But back to the story. I just was like, you know, no, I want my, you know, I want to enjoy my leaf. I want to enjoy my earth. And it's like, damn, if I really wanted to be a CDL driver, because it's something I have considered before, that's something I would have to do, is either give up marijuana or figure out a system where I don't get caught. And I got a system technically, but I don't want to, you know, play games with my money or with my future and shit. So I'm trying to align it more with, you know, my beliefs. One of those beliefs is smoke marijuana is good for. But I mean, like I said, I would have to sacrifice marijuana if I wanted to do that. So is that a sacrifice I really want to make? Is that a job I really want? Or is it just attractive? Because I put it like this, if I'm a truck driver and I'm doing cross country, I do see myself stopping at places smoking weed. I don't want to just stop at the bar every night and have a meal and a beer and you know, a shot. I want to, you know, travel cross country, look at the sky, blow my mind with this fine earth that they provided. So that's something I had to take into consideration. Like, no, I can't do the CDL shit. I got, you know, this earth that I smoke, maybe I don't need to smoke as much, but it brings me peace. So we got to partake. It's like saying I ain't gonna meditate because meditation is outlawed, man. Fuck that. I'm still gonna practice what brings me to my higher self. Literally, no pun intended. But yeah, that's a sacrifice I ain't willing to make. Fuck that. Not at all. Not at all. But there are other sacrifices I'm willing to make. Like I said at the beginning of the program, I'm out in New Jersey right now. And that's a sacrifice because, you know, a part of me wants to be in Philly, but it's like, one, not Philly is no good for me, but I may have an opportunity to better myself truly out here. I'm out here for a different reason besides that, but I got the opportunity at the same time to better myself and get away from what makes me not my best self, if that makes sense. Like, to give an example, going to the bar in Philly is not my best self. Now, I'm still drinking while I'm here over in Jersey, but at the same time, it's not the same thing. I'm not getting intoxicated to the point where I have to question what happened the previous night. Now, I'm still functionable because I'm chilling, I'm drinking in the crib. But I go to certain spots in Philly, and if you listen to the podcast, you know. Some of them spots get you fucked up. So, enjoying this. I gotta get back to work soon. How much time we in? We only 11 minutes, and I got some time to kill. You know, smoke a little bit more, talk a little bit more, get back to cleaning. Like I said, I don't expect to get done the whole yard this evening, but at the same time, you know, I'm gonna put my work in, do what I can, and get back at it the next day or the following day. Because it's a nice yard, and I would have liked, like, it's a beautiful day today. The sun is shining on my face. I want to enjoy this. Sit out here, drink a beer, smoke a blunt. Excuse me. Talk to my people on my podcast. It's only like 9 of y'all, but I appreciate y'all listening. Got to understand. I don't do this podcast to become famous. I don't do this podcast to be cool. I just do it to get my thoughts out and shit, man. Be honest. You know, just a little, and I get to reflect on it because it's like this etched in history, how I felt on this day. And those thoughts may change, those thoughts may evolve, but I get to see the evolution, especially when I decide to go back and listen to some of the episodes and shit. So, with that being said, I appreciate the listeners. I'm one of them. Shit. But not much else is going on. Just focusing on this job shit, trying to get back to work because I'm not currently working. But the way the shit lined up, I should be back to work soon. What else? Love is in the air. And I'll do a podcast on that another time, telling y'all about that because, you know, I keep it real. I keep it honest. But besides that, just, you know, focusing on forward. Always continuously moving forward, continuously getting better. That's my path right now, my goal, my mindset, everything wrapped in one. And I'm in a good spot. I'm in a good space. So I'm gonna use that to be my best self. Not use, maybe that's a bad word. I don't like that word. I'm going to allow the space I am to allow me to grow into the best person that I'm supposed to be.
Because I was thinking, like, how the fuck go back to Philly and just be a fucking idiot, pretty much.
Because that's all I was being in Philly. I feel like is an idiot. I might as well, you know, take this opportunity to really get my life straight, get my life right, get myself right. Because I'm a simple man. All I want to do is wake up in the morning, go to work, bust down my hours, come home, chill with my woman, you know, chill with my kids or talk to my kids, you know, get a workout in, eat some meat, maybe meat. When I say that, like, start hunting and shit like that. Just like simple shit. Enjoy the sun, enjoy the earth, enjoy the day. I ain't trying to be everything else that everybody else want to be. Maybe get back to my writing and shit. write these books, write these scripts and movies and shit like that. I gotta take a piss, but I ain't going yet. I'm gonna go in like, we at like minute 15 at the pod. I'll probably go at like 20. I should probably go now, but I don't feel like putting the blunt out or getting up or stop talking. But it's a little check-in and shit. Though February, what, 20th I said? Check-in? Yeah. Little Tuesday check-in puff. Just seeing what's up real quick. And like I said, I'm just chilling out. Enjoying the beer. Enjoying the drink. Smoking a blunt. Cleaning the yard. I'll figure out dinner later and shit like that. Have a chill evening. Nothing major. Smoke another blunt, fall back. Maybe put a movie on. Maybe put, I was about to say, put Game of Thrones on. Y'all know I'm a Game of Thrones fanatic. If you don't know, now you know, nigga. But yeah, besides that, man, just getting focused and shit. Like I always say, I'm gonna try to get back to the pods with the topics and shit like that. But sometimes I'll just be able to freestyle, let this shit flow, let you know where I'm at in life, my mental. You know, because I'm like everybody else in life. We go through ups and downs. So I like to share my downs. I like to share my ups. I like to be honest with myself, ultimately. Like I said, I listen to this shit, too. And I ain't going to sit here and like, oh, this nigga lying about this shit. When I'm talking about myself. So, no. Like I said, I hope the audio quality is decent. I hope it ain't fucked up. I'm about to put this blunt out, though. I might light a cigarette, which I'm also trying to stop, but you know, I'm in a situation where me and my partner, we both smoke cigarettes, so that's that. But I'm gonna work on it, regardless if she smoked or not. I'm gonna work on mine. I would like her to work on hers too, but I ain't the type of person to force nobody to do anything. Be yourself. I'm gonna be myself. Always trying to consistently grow. So. Oh man, I gotta take a piss. But I'm enjoying the sun. It's out. I'm out. It ain't like right now, if I was in Philly, all right, it's 3:41. I like to think of terms and like, if I was at my old job, I'd be getting ready to get off, probably headed to the bar to get fucked up, have a crazy ass night where I don't even know where I wake up, or not at my old job, and I'm just at the bar now getting fucked up. Now, I'm doing the same right now because I'm out in the yard cleaning. So I'm getting a little tipsy. But I won't be like I would be if I went to my little spot and stuff. But appreciate you listening. This has been Lens Bias. I'm out of here. I'm going to the bathroom. Peace.